Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning, 810 News Radio 92.3. Happy Thursday morning. Great to have you with us. Lisa Newell is the publisher of the Gulf Breeze News, joins us every Thursday to give us a preview of what's in the paper. Hear it here before you read it there. I don't know if that works, but it does for me. Anyway, Lisa, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Andrew. I wanted to start with talking about this program we've had at Gulf Breeze for over 15 years. It is the Weekend Food Program, and it helps students who are on the free and reduced lunch program have enough food to make it through the weekend. And so Mike Stahl, who's a member of the Gulf Breeze Rotary Club, has been spearheading this. And what he does is he takes the funding that is provided by donors and buys just little snack items, breakfast, oatmeal, some mac and cheese, fruit, to put into a bag that then goes into the child's backpack at the end of the week so that they could take it home discreetly and have some food just to tide them over through the week.
Great program.
So we know what's going on right now. A lot of people are either furloughed or are not receiving their benefits. So he has said that anyone who says that they need a little bit of extra help right now, all they have to do is contact him. We have his contact information in the paper. Give them a call, and he will add you to the list.
Oh,
and, of course, we are also looking for donors to send money, because it's better to give money than to give food items, because you want to make sure that every weekend food bag is identical and has the same types of food, you know, that kind of gives them a breakfast, a lunch, a dinner, that kind of thing. And so that would be a good way to do it.
Plus the leverage, right? A lot of times they can buy the food in bulk cheaper than you can buy it, and so they get better leverage for their dollars. So it makes sense.
Yeah, they don't get a lot of discounts, unfortunately.
Oh,
they don't necessarily
okay.
get a lot. Another thing is, if you are so moved and you would like to help pay off someone's school lunch debt, that would be another way to ensure that children get fed. So lots of ways to help out if you are blessed and you don't have to worry about food. There are a lot of people right now who have food insecurity, so that would be a great way to do something just as simple as just writing a check.
We are neighbors helping neighbors. No, that's fantastic. And by the way, I do want to mention that this interview with Lisa Newell, Gulf Breeze News, is brought to you by Dale's Marine Construction. Live the dock life with Dale's Marine Construction. Lisa, you also have a story about a boat ramp renovation is out for bid now?
Yeah, so Gulf Breeze, the Oriole Beach boat ramp, has always been, in my time period, just one of those that you just didn't want to use unless you had to.
Yeah.
The one at Shoreline Park is preferred, of course, but it's also the most in demand. And now we do have one that is open underneath the bridge at Mariner's Landing. But the one down at Oriole Beach, it has not been useful, especially if you have a larger boat, very hard to do anything with. So finally, we are in the process. They are actually going to do something about it, and they're going to put it out for bid. It's a $2 million project. Hopefully that will and also parking. The parking down there is very limited, so they're hopefully going to improve the parking and improve the boat ramp for boaters.
I'm
not sure when that'll open.
Yeah, for the people who boat, man, I'll tell you, the bars are pretty vital for them. You've also got a story about a couple of very cool things that Gulf Breeze will do, and also Men Pack.
Yeah, so Gulf Breeze Will Do has been around for 10 years, and they gave away $45,000 to several different, in fact, probably, gosh, I can't remember, maybe like 10 different items were funded, because they give away small grants of like $1,000 to $10,000. So if your project only needs $1,500, you can get a grant. And they had enough grants that they were able to fulfill almost all the people who had made it to the finals. And so that was exciting, because you can see all of these projects come to fruition that benefit 32561 and 325 zip codes, which that's Gulf Breeze, Pensacola Beach, Tiger Point, Midway, and in all these different categories. And then Men Pack, now they've only been in business, or not in business, I guess, but
Operation.
Organized for a little over, a few months, I think.
Oh.
I think I did one of the first articles about them. And it's a men's organization similar to Gulf Breeze Will Do and Impact 100. And it's a way for men to pool their resources and then also accept grant applications. And tonight, they are going to give out their first grant awards, and they're going to give away $70,000. So that's amazing.
Wow.
So, that's going to be tonight at the Casino Beach Bar. And it's a great way for men to, you know, have a connection and make a bigger impact with their donation. I think it's $500 to join MenPact. So, you know, $500 can only go so far for, you know, for an, you know, to benefit somebody.
Individually,
so when
yeah.
you combine it with other money,
right.
you can make a big difference. So each of those are going to get $10,000 grants.
Oh, nice. All right. That's all of these organizations do a great job of leveraging money, small and big. That's fantastic. Hang on for just a second, Lisa, because I want to talk to you about something else. But hang on for just a second. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. We're still dealing with that disabled vehicle on 9 Mile Road. It's in the turning lane to Pine Forest, causing some backups. And thank you for the tip on that one. I-10, I-110 still look good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
Thanks so much. John, back to Lisa Newell, the publisher of the Gulf Breeze News. You've got all kinds of stuff for the weekend. We've got the Greek Festival, Ocean Hour doing their cleanups all the time, the Arts Festival. You've got a story about the Gulf Breeze High School Band March-a-thon coming up and the Fall Fest. I mean, lots of stuff. But also, you are very involved in League of Women Voters, is that right? And there's a kind of an event coming up?
Well, I am a new member of League of Women Voters, and it's funny because I always thought it was just someone, you know, I just didn't think of myself as being a potential candidate for League of Women Voters. And it does such an important job that I am so happy that I joined it because I actually went to a program, and they have, I think the mug programs are monthly. I went to a program, and it was so informative. I thought, I want to be a member of this organization because it's doing such a good job, you know, bringing to the forefront different issues that are topical. And so they're actually having something coming up on the 15th, Saturday the 15th, 10 a.m. at the Tryon Library. And it is called the Supreme Court, an independent, I can't remember the title, but it's something about, is the Supreme Court actually
an independent branch, possibly.
And so it's going to be at 10 o'clock. And the last one I went to was so good. I want to encourage people to go. And also the whole group is dedicated to helping people register to vote and educating them in a nonpartisan way about the issues, which I think is really important. How many times do you find a way to find something nonpartisan, non-biased? They will research it. They will tell you, if you vote yes on this, this is what could happen. If you vote no, this is what could happen. So it's just a very important group. And also, men are members of the League of Women Voters. So
well, these days,
everyone.
Sure, why not? No, kidding. No, but that's true. So that comes up at the Tryon Branch Library on the 15th, so a week from Saturday at 10 a.m. Very good. I appreciate it.
Yeah,
and, hey, if people can become more informed about the Supreme Court, I'm always happy. You know me. I love covering the Supreme Court, and most people do not know nearly enough. Lisa Newell, she is the publisher of the Gulf Breeze News. Thank you for the time, Lisa. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you so much, and I hope to see you in the breeze.
Amen. All right, 437-1620, 437-1620. That's my phone number if you ever want to weigh in on anything. If you are thinking about buying or selling a home, you want a great real estate agent, somebody who's going to give you good advice, but also somebody who's going to actually get your home sold. I mean, it's not much point to list a home, stage a home, photograph a home, do an open house, take offers, negotiate, and then not get a deal, right? That's not the fun part. That's not the part anybody wants to do. So how frustrating would it be to go through all that and not get a deal? Well, pretty. How about if you did that twice with two different realtors? Or three, or four, or even five times with different realtors, and you still couldn't get your house sold? I mean, I'd be ripping my hair out. Like, it's terrible, right? Well, I was talking to Christina Leavenworth the other day, and I asked her, what do you want me to tell people? And she says, look, the market's changed. It was hot a couple of years ago. It was easy. Everybody was selling homes. No problem. Nowadays, you got to know what you're doing. You got to be skilled. And, you know, it takes some time and patience. But if you know what you're doing, you can get it done. She told me that they have had so many people come to them after having gone to other realtors and not gotten a result. Even as many as five other realtors. I still cannot wrap my brain around what would happen if that were me. But she says, we get the house sold. It's fine. Just, you know, we sell 3 to 4 homes a week, and we sell houses. That's what we do. So give her a call and ask her what she does differently, what she can do for you, especially if you're frustrated. But you don't have to wait to be frustrated. You can call her before you're frustrated. It's okay. 786-3996 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty.
Dale's Marine Construction has been building high-quality waterfront structures in Escambia and Santa Rosa counties for 35 years, making Dale's Marine the leading marine contractor for seawall projects, riprap, docks, boathouses, and boat lifts. From planning and permitting through construction, the experienced foremen at Dale's Marine Construction are true craftsmen who do the job right. Get your dream waterfront installation started today and live the dock life with Dale's Marine Construction.
Down, set, hut. We're kicking off for the season at Sonny's Barbecue. Whether you're tailgating at the big game or sharing a meal with friends, it's always Sonny's. Enjoy the new fall menu with Maple Barbecue Smoked Turkey Club or Maple Barbecue Pork Burn-Ins. How about some sweet potato waffle fries or even our new pecan pie egg rolls? And don't forget the platter of slow-smoked chicken wings. Come see us at Sonny's with 4 locations in the News Radio area, Pace, 9th Avenue, Navy Boulevard, and Pine Forest. And remember, it's always Sonny's here.
This one is under the lights at Death Valley as Florida State battles Clemson in an ACC showdown Saturday night on the Seminole Sports Network.
FSU travels to Death Valley to take on Clemson. Last week, the Seminoles crushed Wake Forest 42-7 to raise their record to 4-4, while Clemson lost to Duke 46-45. The Florida State Seminoles versus the Clemson Tigers. Pre-game is set for 4 o'clock Saturday on News Radio 92.3.
As a business owner, you've got a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and our HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Employing made easy. AvalonHR.com.
Is your business, church organization, civic group, school, or other nonprofit organization having a fundraiser or other community event? Let News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 help you spread the word. Send us your information to be presented on our Here's What's Happening weekly announcements. We look forward to hearing from you. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Why are you holding my hand? Where's your other hand? Between two pillows. Those aren't pillows.
That's the Nirvana you didn't know you needed today.
I still can't believe he played the drums that fast. I'm like trying to keep up, and I'm like, I can't do it.
Oh, that's the good stuff, man. 823 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Good to have you with us this morning. I appreciate you listening, choosing us, and, you know, I do. I genuinely do. We have had some resolution when it comes to the very suddenly incendiary issue of the fire battalion, patches, the badges, the company badges that Escambia County Fire Rescue has, like that identify each individual company. Yesterday, the news came out that they had been told to get rid of all of the badges, all of the icons off of their trucks. And it sounded like what was going to happen was they were going to, you know, get rid of all of them. And I'm like, no. And then this post that the Escambia County Firefighters Union shared that, I mean, the last time I checked, it was 300 shares. I mean, so, you know, and I know it's been a lot more since then. And so I had Wes Moreno on this morning to ask about this. And here's how he explained it. He said, largely this is a miscommunication. He had not intended for them to all be removed from all the trucks. Even though Chief Harrison did send out an email that says that, and as far as I understood, some had actually been removed already. What he said was, look, we just want to make sure that they're going to be allowed to keep them. which is thank God. Because, I mean, it's, you know, identity and branding and brotherhood and meaning, and it's a paramilitary organization. And, you know, it's like telling the, you know, now you can't have any unit insignia on your F-18s. What? You know, like all of that kind of stuff. Like, it's a, this is really a bad choice. Why would you do this? Well, he says, we never really intended to, and we certainly aren't going to prohibit it. We just got to look at them all to make sure that they're okay. I had thought, you know, some of them have been approved for, I mean, a long time, decades. Some of the other ones, there may have been some problematic ones. So that's my theory. My theory is that maybe there was one of them that somebody objected to, or maybe there was a newer one that got developed that maybe didn't go through the process yet or whatever. And he said they're not going to get rid of them. They're going to be able to keep them, which, thank God. You know, I mean, it may not seem like a big thing to you, but it is, I guarantee you, a big thing to the firefighters. So, actually, I was just looking at one of the posts that has actually all the patches on it, you know, all the badges on it. And, you know, one is just basically an eagle and the American flag. It's very, very straightforward. Two has a picture of, like, a gangster on it with a Tommy gun and a cigar. I kind of like this one. It's kind of cool. Southside Boss, it says. And it looks like an old style, like a theater or something. Then we've got one. This is 18 for Molino. It's got a Bigfoot and with an axe and a rescue helmet.
Oh,
I love it. It's so cool. Let's see. 17 is a picture of, I'm going to think, a fighting rooster that's got like a flame coming out of its bill. Let's see. 16 is a ram. That looks like a very buff ram with an anchor tattoo on his forearm carrying a hose out of the fire. 14 is the Greyhound. I'm assuming, I don't know all the locations. I'm assuming that's more of a west side, closer to the Greyhound track, right? Used to be the Greyhound track that no longer exists. Four jacks on that one. Let's see, 13 has a sailfish sign, sort of, and the Pensacola Bay Bridge. This looks like it must be a relatively new one because it seems to have the decorative arch on the new 3 Mile Bridge on it. This is the one that's on my mug at home. This is for 12. It's got a picture of a donkey with a rescue axe and a, you know, he looks a little worse for wear after a long night. Say it that way. Actually, John Pickens got traffic on the files. We'll come back to this in just a second.
All right. We are rolling accident and delay free. Everything is flowing smoothly this morning. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, John. Yeah, somebody texts in, patches are a big deal. Ask any military veteran. Oh, no doubt. Absolutely. You know, whether, you know, you got your Big Red One patch or your Flamin' Sword old patch, or that's one of my favorites, all-time favorites in the military, or your Airborne patch, the iconic Screamin' Eagle. Anyway, across the board, the patches matter, icons matter, identities matter, absolutely. A family crest, you know, think of all the different ways, flags, all this stuff matters. Symbols, humans are, not to get philosophical on you, but humans are a symbol-making creature. You know, we make symbols. It's matters to us. 11 has a pretty buff alligator with a, I don't know what that is, but it's a four-leaf clover tattoo. 8's got a rescue octopus on it that's carrying a bunch of gear. That's kind of cool. 7 has got like a Spartan helmet with a rescue tool and also an axe. 6 has got a ninja, like the Ninja Turtle. That's kind of funny.
That's awesome.
This is another one for 6. I don't know why there's two different 6 ones. Oh, E6. Anyway, not sure what that is, like a ram maybe something. Then we've got one with it's an old choo-choo train. These are really cool. I hadn't looked at all these lately. Here's one that's like almost looks like an old-style fire truck, you know, from like the 1900s you would think of. There's one with a bulldog. And then there's one from 2. That's the new station in Beulah. It's got like the Monopoly guy in a jacket, you know, the guy from the community chess cards or whatever. And then there's some piles of money at the bottom. Ooh, I wonder if that's the one. I mean, in a time where taxes are being raised and budgets are constrained and we got the new MSBU, I'm not sure that the Monopoly guy with piles of money is super on tone. So I don't know. I mean, I'm just guessing, but... Because I had thought, well, what could be offensive about this? But, you know, anyway. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has announced she will not be seeking re-election.
I will not be seeking re-election to Congress. With a grateful heart, I look forward to my final year of service as your proud representative.
She's been in politics now for nearly 4 decades, representing her district in San Francisco. The death toll in the UPS plane crash in Louisville is now up to 12. Governor Andy Beshear was at the crash site yesterday where efforts have shifted now into a recovery mission. The NTSB says ground video shows the left engine detaching from the wing just before the plane went down. Some Senate Republicans say they believe they might be close to a deal to reopen the government, which has now been ongoing for 37 days, the longest shutdown in history. Senate Majority Leader John Thune said yesterday that a mini funding package could get bipartisan support. He met with Democrat negotiators on Tuesday.
Very good, David. And of course, Rick Scott this morning told us that he just doesn't think anything's in the offing, and we'll see, you know, like, great. Great. Hey, if you're 64 turning 65, you got questions about the changes in health insurance from whatever you've been doing all of your life to all of a sudden doing Medicare. And Ricky Stewart understands. Her whole family does insurance. She does this one part, helps people get converted over onto Medicare. It's not that difficult, but it can seem stressful. It can seem like anxious because you don't know about it. You know, people might be calling you. They might be sending you letters and all kinds of stuff. Listen, just give her a call and talk with her about it. She'll answer all your questions about supplement and Advantage and prescription drugs and even Medicaid and whether that applies to you. And not just now during open enrollment, but all year round. She is available to help you. 341-2185, Ricky Stewart Insurance. Look her up online, insured by Ricky, RICKI.com.
I'm Therese Crowley. Government shutdown day 37, consequences rising higher. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy cutting air traffic by 10% at 40 of the nation's busiest airports, some 4,000 flights over air traffic control staffing shortages.
We had to have a gut check of what is our job. Is it to make sure there's, you know, minimal delays or minimal cancellations, or is our job to make sure we make the hard decisions to continue to keep the airspace safe?
After Democrats' election wins, they apparently feel no pressure to reopen the government, and a bipartisan plan fell apart. President Trump not impressed with his socialist mayor-elect of New York City, Zoran Mamdani, says he's off to a bad start with a very angry speech. House Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi calls it a career, age 85, the San Francisco legend announcing she will not run for re-election after 20 terms. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now we've got cloudy skies. It is 65 degrees in Pensacola today. The trial for the man accused of murdering Joseph Lieb during a roadside ambush in June of 2023 is underway. Jacoby James went on trial yesterday in Milton. Prosecutors allege James and two others followed Lieb after an encounter at a gas station, ultimately leading to the fatal shooting. James is accused of being the man that shot and killed Lieb. He's charged with second-degree murder, which could result in a life sentence under Florida's 10-20 life statute with a minimum of 25 years if he is convicted. Well, you might need to dig out your coat from the bottom of the closet. Next week, forecasters calling for an Arctic blast of air from the east, which could bring temperatures across the panhandle down into the 30s in the overnight hours. The first potential freeze for interior areas could also happen as soon as Monday night. This comes as we've seen an unseasonably cool fall season. Two new opioid recovery homes are open in Escambia County. Waterfront Mission held a ribbon-cutting ceremony yesterday. Those homes are part of the organization's Life Builder program, which is a 9-month residential treatment program that gives support to those recovering from addiction. The homes were funded through a grant from the Escambia County Opioid Abatement Board. Well, you can count. Governor Ron DeSantis is one person happy with the change coming to Apalachicola Bay. The governor announcing yesterday that he does support the FWC and their decision to reopen commercial oyster beds. Oyster harvesting in Apalachicola Bay was banned about 5 years ago to allow the population to grow. The season will reopen January 1st. It'll run through February. The governor says Apalachicola's oyster industry has been the cornerstone of Florida's seafood economy for generations. The Frank Brown International Songwriters Festival kicks off today. It'll continue through Sunday, November 16th. There's over 200 performers and songwriters that are scheduled to perform across multiple venues in the Perdido Key area. The federal government shutdown could continue to affect operations in airports and particularly in Orlando. The FAA says they plan to reduce flights at 40 airports by about 10% starting tomorrow. ABC News reports that Orlando is one of the airports that will be most affected. Officials at that airport, though, say so far they haven't received much information. There's an effort to require all companies to use E-Verify in Florida, and that's moving forward. The House Commerce Committee in Tallahassee approved the bill yesterday. Current law exempts companies with less than 25 employees from using E-Verify. If this winds up being signed into law, it would take effect in July. It's 8:35 at News Radio 92.3. John's got our traffic on the fives.
That's right. No accidents to report to you right now. Looks like I-10, I-110 are flowing smoothly. Even 98-90, Highway 29 all look good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. Now our Channel 3 weather.
We are going to be starting off the day on the warm note. Temperatures in the 60s as you wake up. Going to be in the mid to upper 70s as you head into your afternoon. Mostly sunny skies. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 64. For Friday, 20% chance of a stray sprinkle. Otherwise, partly cloudy skies. High near 78. Friday night, temperatures dropping near 67. Keeping a tiny chance of rain around for your Saturday. Just a 20% chance of a stray sprinkle. Otherwise, partly cloudy. High near 78. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. Right now, we've got 64 degrees with cloudy skies across the area. Our next news in 30 minutes and breaking news anytime. Taking a look at your money now this hour. Markets little changed as traders eye AI trade and the Supreme Court are watching the Supreme Court on the tariff consideration. The Dow Jones is up about 10 points this morning at 47,320.59. S&P down 7 points, 67,89.51. The NASDAQ down 72.5 points this morning at 23,427. Looking at that 10-year bond rate today, it is down slightly at 4.10% today. Gold price is up 10.80 at 4,370. Silver up 2 cents at 48.02. And looking at crypto, down across the board, Bitcoin down over 1,500 at 102,444. Ethereum down 129 at 33,3520. The rest of the crypto market following suit with losses so far this morning. Flights at 40 high-volume U.S. airports will be slashed by 10% starting tomorrow if the government shutdown isn't resolved. Joel Ortiz of the National Air Traffic Controller Association's Western Pacific region says controllers right now are under a lot of stress.
It's real easy to say you're going to miss one or two paychecks. You'll get that money back. You're going to be okay. But no one knows when their paychecks are going to come.
And that FAA Administrator Brian Bedford announced those flight reductions yesterday, saying it'll take some of the pressure off of those air traffic controllers. Unionized Starbucks baristas are planning what they're hoping will be their biggest strike ever. That'll happen next week.
The planned strike on November 13th coincides with the company's popular Red Cup Day. The union, representing around 550 stores, accused Starbucks of refusing to fairly negotiate and have rejected the company's previous proposal. Starbucks claims it already offers competitive pay and benefits and is ready to negotiate if the union returns to the table. I'm Mark Mayfield.
Tesla's annual shareholder meeting is happening today. There is a major vote coming that could either make Elon Musk the world's first trillionaire or see him part ways with the electric vehicle maker. Musk's $1 trillion performance-based compensation package is at stake, as well as his continuing control of the company. The tech billionaire has hinted that he might leave Tesla if his pay deal is blocked. It's 8:38. Our next news at 9 and breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Open enrollment for health insurance starts November 1st, and this year, enroll in a Florida Blue plan and get exclusive support from an approved Florida Blue agent. Affiliated Insurance wants to help you find a health plan that's right for you and meets your needs, not theirs. Make enrollment hassle-free this year by calling 850-477-5840 and make that appointment with your local Florida Blue agent today. Policies have limitation. Health insurance from Blue Cross Blue Shield Florida Incorporated, BVA Florida Blue.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other show. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Call Jeff Wayne to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
Are you looking for the best news in talk radio in Pensacola? Then tune in to News Radio Pensacola. We're your source for the latest news, weather, and traffic, as well as in-depth interviews with local and national leaders. We also have the best talk radio lineup in town, with hosts that are passionate about the issues that matter to you. So whether you're looking to stay informed or just want to hear some great conversation, News Radio Pensacola is the place for you. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
And Krispy Kreme just debuted 9 new donut flavors, growing its menu from 10 to 16 flavors. So 4 will rotate seasonally 5 times a year, and 5 will be permanent. Those flavors include New York cheesecake and Oreo cookies and cream. Seasonal offerings include Biscoff cookie buttercream and original glazed pumpkin spice cake.
I just completely lost John to the donut flavor daydream moment. Because the Biscoff cookie flavor is the one that
I can't believe
sent
it.
Him over the edge.
Oh, I love my Biscoff.
All right. So, you know, by the way, I did not know the Biscoff cookie thing. And
so good.
We went to like Melting Pot and they had a thing where they were, you know, that was a flavor. And just all of a sudden it's been everywhere. The nine brew coffee. What is the name of the
Seven
place?
Brew.
Seven Brews Coffee. Had one like that. I'm like, where did this flavor come from all of a sudden? Everybody knows about it but me. Anyway, so Krispy Kreme is doing this thing, and it raises the question to me of the question of the day, which, by the way, today, you know, every day there's like all these weird holidays. Like today is National Nacho Day. Nachos. Marooned Without a Compass Day. What? International Stout Day. I'm on board. National Men Make Dinner Day. That's just a day that ends in Y.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't get what that is. Anyway, so I'm the cook in our house. John Pickens, question
yes,
for
sir?
You. 437-1620. You go to the Krispy Kreme, or you know, pick a different donut shop.
Right.
Okay, you go to Milton Bakery. It could be Maynard's. You know, I don't really care. But are you getting the regular, the whatever the plain is, or are you getting some foo-foo-y exotic thing with weird flavors and tastes like biscotti or tastes like chocolate mint or it's got a, I don't know, a sculpture of a dragon on top. I don't know. People do all kinds of crazy things. Basic or exotic? On your donut, 437-1620.
I was basic until I just heard about the Biscoff.
I
mean, literally, I just love a dozen glazed donuts.
Yeah.
They're so good.
I think this is one of those weird cases. Well, let me get Meg's perspective, because I have thought about that, but I always like to go third. Meg, basic or exotic in the donuts?
Krispy Kreme glazed, not the cake kind of. I don't like cake donuts.
100% with you.
Krispy Kreme,
we could not be more in unison about that.
Glazed.
Hot glazed now.
And I probably will never try another flavor unless I'm somewhere where there's no glazed.
Yeah. I will say this about Krispy Kreme. I love hot glazed now.
Oh, melt in your mouth when they're really hot.
And I will, in fact, take a day or two old donut and put it in the microwave, and it's worth eating.
Not quite
the same. But it's not the same. It is not the same. You know, the hot glazed now is. But the thing is that every other donut that I have ever tried at Krispy Kreme, just focusing on that for the moment, I've always thought, oh, but I could have had a regular.
Mm-hmm. That's
every
right.
other. And I have tried, they always try to get me. Try this. Oh, that sounds good. Could have had a regular. Oh, try this. How's that? Could have had a regular. Like every time, the regular is so superior. The flavor. And my wife is a custard filled. She likes a custard filled with the chocolate. And I'm just, you know, just basic.
And every once in a while, I think, I'm going to try this cakey one, that plain.
Oh,
and every time, one bite, I think, why did I do that?
Yeah, no. Cake donuts are.
Listen, I just don't like them.
Look, there's a lot of flowers in God's garden. We love all of you. But if you are a cake donut preferencer, I just, it's going to be hard for us to ever have a real relationship. I
What's
mean,
wrong
it's,
with those?
Because they're cake donuts.
There's a whole bunch of flowers in there.
I was raised on Dunkin'. No offense, Dunkin'. We love you. You're good business. People obviously love your stuff. I was raised on Dunkin' Donuts, and then I discovered Krispy Kreme and thought, all this child abuse. All these years.
See, I was raised on Krispy Kreme right here, so.
All these years, goodness. And I didn't know any better, you know? It's like, you know, being raised on the generic ice cream, and then you discover Häagen-Dazs, or, Ooh. You know, you're like, oh, what's this? Or Blue Bell. Oh, what's that? Where have you been all my life? Anyway, okay. But it depends on where you go, because what I have also discovered is the gap between the plain and the fufu at Krispy Kreme is massive. But a lot of other places, the regular donut is kind of regular. And so I love to get a cinnamon swirl or, you know, my new favorite is the maple with the bacon on top, where there's actual bacon bits on
top.
Yeah,
if I go somewhere besides Krispy Kreme, I'm not going to order a glazed from there.
You're going to get something different.
Correct.
That's what I'm saying.
Yes.
They have perfected the basic.
It's not the same.
But everywhere else, you know, probably you're going with some kind of a flavor.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Even on a yeast donut, right?
But not at Krispy Kreme.
Exactly. Yeah. I don't know
if it's a Southern thing or what, but if you ask me to go pick up a dozen hot Krispy Kreme donuts, mm-hmm. you can count on getting 11.
I was like more like 8.
I mean, in a smaller box.
Yeah.
I think I need a smaller box.
Yeah, when it comes to that drive-through window onto the seat of the car, it's not going to last.
John Pickens has traffic on the 5s. Your text in a second.
That's right. No accidents or delays to report to you. I-10-I-110, 90-98, 29 are all flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
All right, thanks so much, John. All right, to the text. To the Batcave. 437-1620, somebody says, donut Russian roulette, just fill the box. I'll eat them, no doubt. Give me whatever it is. Somebody says there's no such thing as a bad donut. I will take all of them. I think that's a pretty universal sentiment. Although, I will say, some of the, like the jelly-filled donut or the lemon jelly-filled donut, or, you know, you get some of these
Sugar
really
rush.
Odd. I feel like you've deceived me. I feel like even if I know it's coming, it's not my, you know, doesn't, but if you love it, that's fine. Again, a lot of flowers in God's garden, that's fine. Somebody says, I'm going with the jelly donut all the time. Somebody says, one of each. The best is Krispy Kreme's chocolate-covered white cream filled with a hot glaze. Mm. See, I figure, like, the Krispy Kreme thing is weird to me, but it's universal that people like just the basics so much because whatever they put else on it, first of all, it's not hot fresh, which means it's inferior by default, but also, you don't taste the donut part, you taste the toppings.
Right.
Well, I want to taste the donut. It's like my theory about a good pancake. A good pancake needs nothing. You can eat it dry. It's
well,
good.
I agree.
And
agree
maybe
with
just with butter, but, you know, you need syrup for bad pancakes, you know? I mean, you
kind of hide it.
You need syrup or not syrup so much, but, you know, you need honey for, like, a bad biscuit. A good biscuit doesn't need any help.
Doesn't
like the crescent
butter.
Roll. You don't put anything on the crescent roll. You just eat the crescent roll. So that's my theory about the best donut doesn't need any help. All right, 437-1620. Did we do traffic? I can't remember.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
we're good.
Very good. One of the newer advertisers on the show, we're really excited about them, Quality Roofing Solutions. Look, they know nobody wants a roof. Nobody writes, Dear Santa, you know, I want a new roof. John, you did, John?
1 year, yes.
Dear Santa, bring me a new bike and a skateboard and some new roller skates and a new roof.
So my parents
never
stopped.
It works that way. But you need a roof. You're an adult, okay? Roofs need to be replaced. So Brian Ward started this company 19 years ago here in Pensacola in 2006, and they have built 10,000 roofs. Pretty good. Now, one of the things that makes them different, they had a warranty for 10 years, and they recently just said, fine, lifetime. Lifetime warranty. I mean, who does that? Well, they do. They are a big supporter of local charities and local, you know, youth sports and, you know, local financial literacy education, all that kind of stuff. Very high reviews, 4.9 on Google. That's amazing. I mean, nobody gets a 4.9 on Google. That's crazy. But also they realize that, you know, look, a lot of times, I mean, roofs are expensive, no doubt. But a lot of times, you know, if your roof is replacing one that's not great or maybe isn't rated for wind, you can actually save money on your home insurance, do a wind mitigation inspection and save money. Roofs can almost pay for themselves. And also, you know, just if you ever have an issue, they create a very very robust documentary record of pictures before, during, and after that's available to you online. So if you ever have storm damage, they've got all that, all your stuff covered. Anyway, give them a call. Great local company, qualityroofingsolutions.com or 777-0961. All right, back to the text here about the question, basic plain donut or something exotic. Let's see. Somebody here says, Todd says, flaming hot glazed donut from Krispy Kreme or a blueberry cake donut. See, you got to hide the cake donut underneath the other flavors. That's how you make that work. Which, by the way, I love, like at Dunkin', the old cinnamon rolls, you know, the cinnamon swirly, the giant cinnamon. I'm a fan. But, you know, it's because you got to hide the cake underneath all this other stuff. Let's see. Somebody says the old-fashioned original from Dunkin', dip it in a hot black coffee. Somebody else here says, cake donuts are fantastic, Andrew, for dunking in coffee. Just they need the help. Well, that may not be what they mean. I may be interpreting. Best marketing ever. Sell me the donut, then sell me the donut whole separate. It's got to be I like a fancy donut. That's true. Sour cream donuts are awesome, too. Oh, okay. Enhances the dough in some way that I'm not smart enough to explain. Somebody says, do donuts come without bacon? Now, that's a good question. I mean, why would they ever come without bacon? That's good. Let's see. Hot Krispy Kreme can't be beat, but 2 days later, you could tie them all together and float across Pensacola Bay with them.
They'll be in my tummy.
That's so true.
That's 100% accurate. They're, let's just say, firm. They're firm. You know, they have resistance. You need a nail pounded in, got a hammer? No, but I got an old Krispy Kreme. Here you go. hot, fresh, original glaze. Hot and fresh Krispy Kreme can't be beat, but yeah. I love donuts, and if you do too, that's great, but you should try Bagel Heads and the Blueberry Cobbler Bagel. Oh, there are, I will say this, there are a lot of local fantastic bagel shops.
I love bagels.
Yeah, no, you're not wrong.
It's a whole other topic.
And yeah, and if you want to go for the breakfast version, you know, you can go with like a, what's the one I always get? The cinnamon swirl one from Panera, and then get the schmear on there with like the honey almond or something. And, you know, I'm sure Bagel Head is something comparable. Somebody says Milton Bakery, good old glazed donut. Krispy Kreme is not a real donut. Oh.
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 Fighting words.
Them's
careful
fighting words,
now.
Son.
I mean, wow. You know, all right. If your fingers need to be licked clean, it's a great donut. Yeah. Can we all agree, though, there is one fundamental flaw with the Krispy Kreme donut? The sugar flake that gets all over you.
Oh, yeah. It's all over your car. Everything.
Yeah. It's we love it. The flavor's great. Texture, everything is wonderful. But you cannot eat a Krispy Kreme donut without getting a smear of glaze on you somewhere.
I always ask for like a handful of napkins because I'm just putting them everywhere.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, I mean, you need like a tarp. Like,
that's a great idea.
Give me a bib. You know, that's. But I always feel bad, like, if you eat them in the store and then it's all over the table or it's all over the floor. And it just,
car.
Yeah, I mean, it does. They do mark their territory, you know, the Krispy Kreme donut. Let's see, hot Krispy Kreme, alternating chocolate-covered, custard-filled. Cake donuts from Krispy Kreme, unless they're hot and wide. Unless they're flash, hot and flashing. Yeah, you got to get the flashing ones. And can I side note on this? I don't know why we're spending so much time promoting Krispy Kreme, but they are fantastic. The ones you get at the store?
Ooh. No.
Who does this?
No.
That's.
And they always seem to have boxes and boxes and boxes of them.
I know.
Have you noticed that?
I'm beginning to think that nobody actually buys them. It's just promotional advertising to remind you to go to the store to get hot ones. That's what that's really about. I just can't. Who at the store or at the convenience store? I mean, those are 3 days. Come on now. Anyway. All right. Let's just move on. 437-1620, 437-1620. Hey, if you're thinking about buying that next vehicle in which you can spread your Krispy Kreme glaze bits, Frontier Motors has a great selection of good quality used cars. And, you know, the thing that they do that I think sets them apart is the philosophy is different. Of course, I love that as a philosopher. No, but the philosophy is we're not trying to sell you one car. We're trying to sell you all the cars you ever buy for the rest of your life. And it might be true that other places think this way, but they sure don't act that way. Because you know how it feels when you go to a used car place? You leave feeling icky. I mean, you do. You leave feeling like, I don't feel great about this. I hope it turns. You know, because they're, honestly, you feel like they're trying to get over on you. Like they're trying to, I mean, that's how you feel. When you go to Frontier, it doesn't feel that way, and here's why. When you're only going to interact with somebody one time and never again, there's not much incentive to think long term. But when you are trying to interact with somebody long term, again and again and again, they remember. And so you treat them like they're going to be coming back five or six times, and you want to treat them right the first time. That's how it is at Frontier. That's why it's different. That's why I so passionately always want to buy all my cars from Frontier, because they think differently about it. It's great. Anyway, Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years. Behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
If you've been waiting for the right time to upgrade your windows, this is it. New South Window Solutions one-day sale is Saturday, November 8th. Save up to 50% off. You'll get 40% off automatically, plus 5% more with a military ID, and another 5% off when you bring a Toys for Tots donation. It's one day only, and you must purchase in the showroom November 8th. Book now at newsouthwindow.com. 12-month, no-interest financing available. It's your best chance to save big on premium, energy-efficient windows. Again, that's newsouthwindow.com. Limited appointments are available.
It's time once again for Pensacola's favorite fall tradition. The Great Gulf Coast Arts Festival fills Seville Square with some of the nation's finest artists and pairs them with eclectic live music, delicious food, and hands-on activities for the kids. 3 days of art, music, food, and you're invited to be part of it all for free. November 7th, 8th, and 9th. Special thanks to Gulf Winds, Pods, Gulfside Landscaping, and WEAR. Details at ggaf.org.
eBay has reinvented vehicle buying. From click to curb, everything's covered. Ever try to buy a car online and end up in a parking lot with a stranger and some blind trust? That era is over. Now with Secure Purchase, eBay isn't just where you find your car. It's where you buy it, start to finish. Title, financing, registration, delivery, it's all built in. This is the modern way to buy your next ride on eBay. eBay. Things people love. Secure Purchase is powered by Caramel Dealer Services, LLC, an eBay subsidiary.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, Pep Talk. Mornings at 9, right after Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Good morning, 8:55, News Radio 90. I don't even ask. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
That's right.
The legislative body and restrict their authority, which makes sense because let's imagine there was controversy over this. There was only a 3-2 vote. Okay? So you're telling me a 3-2 vote today can require a 5-0 vote in the future to undo what the 3-2 did now? I mean, that's insane. That doesn't make any sense. Even if it's unanimous today. Unanimous today still can't require a future unanimous. But think this through just a little bit more. What if you have a quorum of three? Two commissioners are out for a day, and you've got a policy proposal up, and they vote 2-1 to pass it. That could happen today. I don't know who's going to be at the meeting. So you're telling me that two county commissioners could institute something that's so ironclad that a future board would need all five county commissioners to vote to undo it? Like, that makes no sense whatsoever. That's completely false. Now, and by the way, if you had that power, why wouldn't you do that with everything you do? I mean, if you really believe in something, then just put it in that it has to be a unanimous vote to undo it. I mean, if you had that power, when would you not use it? So, you understand, this cannot be. Now, I don't think it matters, and here's why. I don't think anybody's ever going to come in and try to do this. And I don't think that it's going to be a problem. And I don't think that anybody's likely to sue over this. And I don't think any future commissioner is going to try. So I think it's kind of moot in the sense of it's never going to matter. But it's not legal. Like, you cannot do this. And my worry is if we get the whiff of being able to do this here, what do they try to do with some other place in the future? So I would strongly encourage them to change that one so that it doesn't have that permission.
Local news every